Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King Real Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, everyone.
We're excited to have you with us today. You know, Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you and your business out of the NFL.
No Friends Left Club.
Yes, No Friends Left Club. And it's really sad how many home-based business owners are in the NFL. So we're going to teach you today how to get out of that. We got a lot of good training lined up for you today, so you're going to be very excited about that. You know, we talk about everything from Bible to business, and we also want to pray for your business as well. We want you to go to our asanetwork.biz and register there. It's free. And then we want you to share your business name and kind of what's going on so we can pray for your business. And then we also want you to go to our Facebook page. You can do a search for ASA Network on Facebook, join our group, and then share that information so we can pray for your business. It's important for us to pray for your business, and it's important for you to pray for your business as well. So we're going to kind of kick this off and have Deborah help us honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just come into your presence. We thank you that you're such an awesome God. And Father God, we never want to take you for granted. Father God, because if we take you for granted, then that means we have forgotten our first love. And you are truly our first love, Father God. You are the one who loved us unconditionally better than anyone else. And not only did you love us unconditionally, Father God, but when we were separated from you, you sent your son to die on the cross for us, to restore us back to you. You sent him to destroy the hands of the enemy that was coming against us, that was pulling us away from you. And Father God, you sent your Holy Spirit to live within us. And your son is constantly interceding on our behalf. You are a wonderful counselor, the mighty God of peace. Father God, we have so much. We are rich in the Spirit of the Lord. And Father God, let us never forget that. Let that be the first thing on our minds in the morning, and the same thing on our minds throughout the day, and the same thing on our hearts and minds at the end of the day. Father God, we just thank you for what you do and how you do it, and you continually to move us forward, Father God. And Father God, we take some time to lift up Christ the King World Radio that's bringing a light into the dark world, that's transforming our world, Father God, that they would remember to lift you up, Father God. We lift up World Media Ministries, Father God, and we just pray as they continue to reach out to those that you have called them to touch and to help and to guide, to get their ministries out into the world, Father God, so there'd be just an evading of the word of the Lord through these ministries, Father God, into all the world, Father God, as you've told us to go to. And we lift up ASA, All-Star Success Alliance, Bible to Business, enhancing good business your way, Father God. Well, I don't know why we think we can do it our way and we don't need you, Father God, because you say that man makes his plan, but God orders his steps, Father God, that we will remember to let you order our steps, Father God. And Father God, I just lift up Pastor Gene and Rhonda, Father God, and at High Point Church, Father God, and we thank you for using them to transform the lives of those that are in their church, Father God, and even in Colorado, Father God, and Aurora, Father God, and especially for the children that they're ministering to that are homeless, Father God, and feeding them and caring for them, Father God. That is truly the heart of God, and we thank you for that. And Father God, we lift up all our businesses to you, Father God, because it's what you called us to do. It's what you've led us to, what you've guided us to, Father God. Let us do it with a heart that honors you, Father God. And we lift up our government to you. We lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama to you. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden to you, Father God. And we ask you to transform them, Father God, and renew their spirit in you, Father God. And that the laws that they make will honor you, and for our Supreme Court justices, Father God, and for our military and our armed forces, Father God, we want to be a nation of godly leaders, Father God. And we pray that everything we do will honor you. And if it doesn't, Father God, it will crumble and fall apart. There will be dissension and will not work if it is not of you, Father God. And we specifically lift up New Hampshire with Governor Maggie Hassan. And we lift up New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie. We lift up New Mexico's Governor Susan Martinez and New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. And we pray, Father God, that you would just be in their hearts and minds and spirit, Father God. And even in the midnight hour, Father God, I remember how you just touched people in the Old Testament that were walking contrary to you. And even if they didn't believe in you, Father God, you could give them sleepless nights, Father God, until they realized that they were coming against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Father God, they woke up and they turned from their ways, Father God, and they released your people or whatever you wanted them to do. Father God, if we have any one of leaders in our government that is operating contrary to you, Father God, and you would get their attention, Father God, and help them realize they have to turn or they will deal with your wrath, Father God, because that's what you do. But Father God, help us to pray and intercede. Help us to cry out in the name of the Lord. Father, we want to be that lamp that turns, because you turn our darkness into light, Father God, to help advance the truths of the Lord, Father God, and to scale the walls. There's nothing we can't overcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God. Help us, Father God, to fully embrace what you've called us to, what you've directed us to, Father God. Let us never take our eyes off you, because you are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Let your glory prevail in us in a mighty way, Father God, that you, Father God, will be blessed and honored. Your name will be lifted up, and we will be that light, that beacon, Father God, I forgot the name of it, the storms, the light that just shines to help boats to come in, Father God, would just be a lighthouse, Father God, that thank you, we would be a lighthouse to people in the midst of the storm, Father God, to help them to see where to go, where to be protected, and where your resources are, Father God. Help us to be that beacon of light. We ask that in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. It's just a powerful prayer. You know, folks, you need to allow us to pray for your business, and we're going to teach you how to pray for your business as well. So one of the things we've been doing is going through this awesome book called The Circle Maker Book, and it's by Mark Batterson, The Circle Maker Book. And I've just about completed reading through the entire book. I'm on the last few chapters, and I really learned the fact that I was not praying correctly. I didn't really know how to pray correctly, but this book is helping me a lot get a clear focus on how to get that done. So we've been going through the chapters. We're in chapter 10, and we're still in chapter 10. It is a very rich chapter. We may leave it today, but we'll see where the Spirit leads us. So, Deborah, do you have some things you want to share on chapter 10?
Yes, absolutely. You know, this next part, because we're talking about praying hard, right. You know, and we really sometimes don't even understand what that means to pray hard. And so he is just really fleshing this out for us. This next story that we're looking at is talking about prayer prompting.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, if we have the right relationship with God, you know, he says, my people know my voice and all the voice will they follow. Well, if we truly know God's voice, then we should be listening for him. And he talks about, he had a friend named Rick who was woken up in the middle of the night with a prompting to pray for Mark's family. And it was so strong that he felt like he was also prompted to wake up his roommates because it was so intense. And so he wakes them up and he's pulling them into prayer. And I love it how Mark says this. He says, you know, that first of all, you need to make sure that that it is a prompting from God, because if you're going to wake up your roommates in the middle of the night, you better know that it's from God.
Right.
You know, And it was even not just praying in their home, but he actually felt like they needed to get in the car, drive over to Mark's house, and pray, you know, at his home. Now, they didn't go in.
Right.
They just stayed outside, but they prayed for his family. Now, what's interesting in this story is that Mark had, they told him the story, but he had no idea why they had to pray.
Right.
And it was never revealed. So see, sometimes when it's never revealed, we think, oh, that's not God.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. You know, sometimes when God is actually stopping something from happening, we may not know about it.
Right.
So it's important for us when God prompts us to pray, we need to pray. And my mom said something to me one day because there's so much stuff going on in the world. And I was just telling her, Mom, this and this. And you know, and my heart was breaking for it. I mean, breaking for it. And it just really kind of gave me a sleepless night, a couple of nights. And she said to me, as she listened to me, she felt like God was telling her, and I knew this was God because it was not my mother's normal words. And she said to me, you need to be a reporter. And I'm like, reporter? And she kept saying that. You need to be a reporter. You need to be a reporter. I'm like, what is she talking about? And God had put on her heart to tell me to be a reporter. When I see things in the world that aren't right, to report them to him in prayer.
Wow.
And then he will tell me either what to pray or he will guide me in what if there's something he wants me to do. Otherwise, I pray about it, report it to him, and leave it there.
Right,
so it doesn't weigh me down and burden me.
Wow.
Now, I knew that was the word of the Lord. Amen. Because they gave me immediate peace.
Amen. Amen. Well, you're listening to Bible the Business here on Christ the King World Radio. You listen to Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Welcome back to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, and we are here to help keep you out of the NFL. It stands for No Friends Left. And a lot of home-based business owners are actually in the NFL or they're in denial about being in the NFL. So we have
right,
some...
Right, and they're wondering why they're struggling with their businesses and talking with people.
Wondering why they're struggling. So actually, I want to talk about some challenges that are put out by Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn has passed away a few years ago, but he is he's a guy that was consistently awesome. Every time I met him, about two or three times, and he was the same way on stage that he was in person. Just an awesome guy. You know, he's one of those mentors from afar, but I loved listening to his tapes and CDs and all that stuff. And he had put out some challenges to pursue. And these are challenges that we all need to pursue. And we've been going through these. And I wanted to see if we can get through a couple more of these because they're just, you know, there's one of those things or things that make you want to ponder, you know, how you're conducting your business and how you're actually conducting your life. So another challenge that he talks about is protect your family. Protect your family. And as a business owner, and if you have a family, if you have children, if you have a spouse, they need to be under your protection. And what I get from that is not so much protecting them from harm, because a lot of times they're not around you. You know, they may be at school, they may be at work or what have you, but they need to be under your prayer protection. And it needs to be under the protection of you speaking well about them. You know, so if you are speaking ill about your spouse out in the public, well, that's going to get around. And it may not get back to your spouse, but it'll get around to everybody else. And, you know, that's not how you protect your spouse.
Right. And even protecting your children as well, you know, what we say about our children is very important too, because right. then they hear that, or somebody will pass that on to them,
right.
and children know how you feel about them. So it is very important. I mean, I struggled for a while in kind of, you know, what I was saying, you know, just because of challenges and stuff, you know, and I finally had to ask God, show me my son through your eyes.
Right, right.
And oh my goodness, what a difference that made. And I started seeing his assets, how great he is at certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, you know, just letting him know how proud I was of him,
right.
when, you know, when he would do those things. And what a difference. I'm telling you, changed his countenance completely.
Yeah. You know, so yes, it's protect against danger, but it's also protection against negativity. You know, you want to protect him in a... just a wide area of things.
Right. And it'll affect their relationships the rest of their life. How we treat them is how they're going to treat others and want to be treated by others.
Right.
And if you're struggling with that, you need to listen to the hour before of I Am Love Builders, because it will help you to understand and learn how to do that differently.
It sure will. It sure will. The next one is live with intensity. I love this because I meet a lot of people and, you know, intense doesn't mean that you're just so wired and hyped up and stuff, you know, that you're annoying, but it just,
right.
because you can be intense and be annoying all the same, you know, at the same time, but it's talking about being intense about, or being purposeful about what you're doing. I can't tell you how many people I talk to and you engage them in conversation and they are kind of lukewarm about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're lukewarm about their faith, they're lukewarm about their work, they're lukewarm about their business, their kids, their family, you know, they're just not really intense about anything.
And that's not what God calls us to, because he says if you are lukewarm, he will spew us out of his mouth.
Yeah.
So it is a nasty taste to him if we're lukewarm. So we're definitely not honoring God, and that's a problem.
Absolutely. You know, so whatever you're doing, you need to be about that. So,
right.
yeah, be intentional and be intense about it, but, you know, but don't be rude and obnoxious.
Right.
About it.
Focused on it, moving forward, letting him tweak you along the way.
Right, right. And then the next one is find your place in life and work on your gifts. And I know one of our other show hosts, Kevin Cullis, he talks about this. And you know, we need to really hone in on our gifts. You know, what are our gifts? Some of us have a gift of singing. Some of us have the gift of gab, you know, talking. Some of us are teachers. Some of us are preachers. Some of us are, you know, evangelists. I mean, all these different gifts that we can have out there. And once you find your gift, you need to cultivate it. You need to celebrate it. And you just need to be about it. You know, be intentional about it.
Right. And the best we're going to ever be and the happiest we're going to ever be is using the gifts God placed in us.
Right.
You know, and once those get the flowing, oh my gosh, then there's nothing can stop us. And to me, there's no greater thing to do.
Right, right. I know for me, I've always gravitated towards teaching. So whether I'm at a job, at a business, whether I'm doing anything, you know, if I'm at church or what have you, I'm always gravitating towards instructing others on, you know, whatever the subject matter is.
Right. Yeah, and you and I have that in common because I enjoy that as well. I also enjoy encouraging people and, helping to motivate them to get them unstuck so they can move forward to accomplish their goals. I mean, that to me is just something I just naturally gravitate to as well.
Right, right. Now, the next one is demand integrity from yourself.
You know, and we can mess that up a little bit by trying to be perfect.
Right.
You know, and it's not about being perfect, because Christ lives in us. He's the perfect one.
Right.
So what we need to do is just keep kicking it up a notch to go to the next level so that the integrity continues to grow in ourselves. So it really just makes a difference, you know, if we are allowing God to tweak us and change us and improve us on a continual basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's I lost a word, but I was going to say how important it is to have integrity, you know, to have
right.
have that bottom line, have that, you know, draw the line in the sand and say, I'm not going to go there, and just have that in place, you know, have a plan in place for that.
Yeah. And people will avoid you if you don't have integrity. And if they stay with you and you have no integrity, that's because they don't have any integrity either. Just saying.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, that's so, so important. The next one is welcome the disciplines.
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I don't want discipline. I don't like discipline. I'm getting better with it. I mean, because when I was disciplined before, I beat myself up to learn not to do that again. And that's when you're a kid, but when you grow up, you find out that when you're disciplined, you know, when God corrects you, it's for your good, you know, it's to help you grow. And he says, if you're his, then he will correct you,
right.
You know, and so it's just something that we have to all be open to and ready to receive. He's our Father. Why wouldn't he correct us?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the opposite of that is the chaos that happens, that ensues if you don't have discipline. Every time I travel to foreign countries, I'm always amazed by the traffic that goes on there and the lack of traffic lights in a lot of these places. And it's chaos. And, you know, often somebody gets hurt. You know, there's,
right.
you know, I mean, and we have traffic accidents here, and there's a lot of discipline when it comes to traffic here, and there's still, you know, accidents. But over there,
right.
I mean, it happens, you know, on the hour, every hour on the hour, somebody's getting hit. Somebody's, you know, it's a mess. The street out in front of the studios here in Denver, there's a lot of accidents that happen. And I think it's mainly because of the congestion and everything is so tight. So if there's one person that's just off a little bit, there's going to be an accident. You know, if the discipline is not there and there's no room on this street in front of the studios for anyone to not have discipline when they're driving down
right.
the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some places we can see, like that street, you can see that if you're offset, it's going to cause a problem.
Right.
But unfortunately, in our own lives, we can be offset quite a while before we even realize that that's a problem.
Right. So the next one talks about fight for what's right. Fight for what's right.
Yeah,
you know,
and we should always be fighting for what's right and for the little guy, you know, to not be put down and mistreated, you know. I mean, that's what Christ did, you know. He fought for what was right, you know, and it's not an easy fight.
No, it's not an easy fight, and it's not a popular fight. You know, I hear Christians compromising all the time on stuff that they know is not right. You know, they know killing babies, murdering babies is not right, but they will justify it all day long, and they won't fight for it at all, you know, for that poor, innocent life that's being murdered, because one in a thousand is a case of rape or something like that. You know, I don't know what the exact numbers are. So the rape numbers and incest are very low, but that's what they champion as the reason why we should have abortion, is because there's rape and incest.
Which doesn't work. And I actually have some friends that have had abortions in their younger years, and they get lost in the issue of, you know, well, if they hadn't been, I can't imagine the women who, you know, who were where I was at and ended up being butchered, you know, by somebody who's not licensed because it's illegal. So we need to make it legal for that reason.
Right.
I'm like, wait, whoa, you're a Christian. What does God's word say?
Yeah.
You know? And even for a while, I thought about it. I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear your concern, but we're still killing babies. Yeah. And we're not just, I mean, yeah. And we kill even more because it's legal.
Yeah. Murder.
That doesn't work.
Murder and death should not be the default. Life,
right.
Life should be the default. I understand
right.
Situations come up or what have you. That's fine and dandy, but murder should not be a default in our decision. It should be the exception.
Right.
You know, not
absolutely.
The rule. Yeah. And then the last one was fight a good fight and finish the race.
I think we all look forward to that Paul thing, you know, that where he said, I fought a good fight, I finished my race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what race do you have, and are you fighting the good fight to finish it, or are you sitting back, you know, thinking, yeah, I know I'm supposed to be doing this, or I know I'm supposed to be doing that. He stayed in the race. He fought that for good fight. We need to fight a good fight, not a bad fight.
Right.
You know, sometimes we fight just a fight.
Right.
But no, it needs to be a good fight. And we need to, you know that's the path God called us to. It's important to be honorable, like we talked about with the integrity, to finish the race well.
Yep, yep. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the Internet Broadcast Outreach Ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Stay in the fight.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, you would not believe how many business owners, home-based business owners, are in the NFL. You know, they're approaching their friends and family. See, it's okay to make a list of friends and family. That's the good part. No problem there, because if you start anything, any venture, you always want to make a list of the people around you to let them know what you're doing. When mm-hmm. we started the radio show, we told our friends and family about it, right?
Right.
That's not the problem. The problem comes in how you approach your friends and family about what you're doing.
You start milking them.
You say, okay, now Uncle Joe, I can get him and get a case of this. And then Aunt Sally, she definitely likes me. She's going to get 2 cases. And then so-and-so is going to get 5 cases. And then the other one's going to get a bottle. And there you go. I'm now executive. It's all planned out. And then you go talk to Uncle Joe, and Uncle Joe says, come on, man, I still got stuff from the last deal you were in, sitting in my closet, you know. And you go to Aunt Sally, she doesn't even answer the door when you ring the door. She just peeps out the blind and says, that's my crazy nephew, got another deal, I'm not in, you know, I'm out. So we wind up approaching our family wrong. Mm-hmm. We teach you how to do that correctly so you don't wind up in the NFL. And the reason why we know so much about the NFL
is because we were presidents of the club.
We were in the NFL. We know exactly how that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't make the mistakes we make, and we're going to teach you how not to do that. And we do that on ASANetwork.biz. You can also go to our Facebook page to get some great tips and strategies as well. So we're going to diverge a little bit and talk about the top 10 trends on Facebook. And we like to do this because we like to point out what the world is looking at when it comes to just everything. And then we talk about how relevant or interesting or not relevant it is at all with the Word of God and your business. You know, if you were paying attention to the things that are trending on Facebook, how would that help your business or not? So the first one is talking about Frank Serpico, the former New York City Police Department whistleblower, says police in America have a near total lack of accountability.
Now, I have some problems with this. I'm going to say this is at least interesting, but also the issue that he, one, was a former police officer, which means that he has some understanding of what's going on, but he's also a whistleblower, which means that he really is always looking for the bad to accentuate.
Right.
And so keeping that in mind, he generalizes with all police in America.
Yeah.
How dare he? He's not been to every, you know, police department in America. So what does he know? And a near total lack of accountability? How dare he? And see, statements like this is why I don't like it and why it's interesting to me. What he's trying to do is get us to say our police departments don't do their job. They're messed up. We don't need them.
Right.
What happens when, like, that one state or city or town that got rid of their police department because it was corrupt?
Right.
Really? So then who's going to govern your city or your town for what the problems are?
Yeah.
The government.
Yeah. Almighty,
and you know what?
All-knowing government.
I don't want the government running my local town. I want a police officer. Like you said one time, I know Joe's mama, and boy, you better get your backside over here, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so, I think this is a dangerous statement. That's why it's interesting. But relevant to our business, I don't think so.
Yes. You know, and it's number one on Facebook. It's the number one trending item on Facebook. And I think the reason why it's trending with the world is because they're looking at isolated instances like Ferguson. And, you know, there's a dozen, half dozen instances out there like that. But the majority of police officers, the majority of encounters with citizens is not, as confrontational as they make it out to be.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is, how's that Jose Is it? No. Joseph
Canseco?
Yeah, Jose Canseco.
Canseco?
Former baseball player accidentally shoots himself in the hand while cleaning a gun.
No, see, I got lots to tell about this, too.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Well, we need gun control.
You see, that's exactly why that is trending. Because the people that want gun control are going to push this up to the top so that we know that, oh, my gosh, a baseball player can't handle a gun, so nobody else should have one either. Let's take them away so that nobody shoots them. You know, this boy can't figure out to take a bullet out of a gun before he's going to clean it.
Yeah.
That's just an individual lost his brain type moment.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you he won't do that again.
Nope, nope. The first and last time. Just like touching
it.
It's just like
nothing.
Touching. Yeah, yeah. It's just like touching a hot stove. You know, you do it one time and that's it. You know?
That's right. You don't do it again. He's a grown man. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, this is just to take away our guns from us so we can't protect ourselves from something. Anyway, let's not go there.
No, it's fine. Go there. Mm-hmm. I get you. And that's number two trending on Facebook, if he shoots himself in the hand.
But people don't realize we will never be able to take guns away from the black market. The black market will always have guns, and people that want them will always be able to find them.
Yeah.
But if you take them away from the honest, you know, forthright citizens that are law-abiding, then we have nothing to balance out the evil that even our police departments can't take care of. And if they keep this up, there won't be any.
Yeah, yeah.
It will be just like it was with prohibition and just like it is with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to get it legally, but then you can always get it on the black market, as you said.
Yeah, yeah. The black
you buy
market,
it under the table.
The black market for firearms would be huge. It'd be the biggest black market
because
ever.
They have guns,
right?
And they're not trying to take their guns away. And those are the ones who don't need the guns,
right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They have guns.
Right.
They have drugs.
Yeah.
All the things they don't want us to have, the black market does have and can get. And for the most part, they can get it from the.
Right. I'll give up my gun when they can take them away from them too.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't, and for some reason, criminals don't ask other criminals for a background check. I don't know why they don't do that. I said, wait a minute, didn't you shoot Bobo last week? I ain't giving you no gun, fool.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't do that. All right, the next one is on the Late Late Show, Metallica to play week-long residency on show, but request of I guess Metallica's a band. That's about all I know about that.
Yeah, not important, not relevant,
not interesting, not
careless.
Relevant. Yeah, yeah, not going to help our business at all. All right.
Matter of fact, if you stay up late night watching the show, you won't be able to get up in the morning and get work done. Just saying.
Right. Exactly. The next one is Spanish Fork, Utah. The high school football team's last-second mishap ruins chance at playoffs. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I know, honey. You're not interested.
Yeah. It happens, you know. Drop the ball. Don't throw it correctly. You lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not relevant.
No.
All right. Next item up for bid is the World Series. Yay, San Francisco Giants win third championship in 5 years with a 3-2 win over Royals in game number 7. Aren't you guys excited?
Yay, good for them. Awesome.
Aren't you guys excited? No. You're not a baseball fan?
No.
No.
I mean, I go to relax, but you know what's interesting to me? When you go to games, I couldn't figure this out. The first game I went to, it was like really quiet, and I'm like, why? What's missing?
Yeah.
Something was missing. I couldn't figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. You know, very relaxing mode and everything. And then I went into the restroom, and I heard the announcers announcing the game. So I realized when you go to a game, there's nobody announcing the game that you can hear.
You know,
I'm like, that's what's missing. I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Cheryl and I have been to a couple baseball games, and most of the excitement is not the game itself. They have all this filler stuff that they're doing. They're doing the dance in between the plays. They got people dancing in the aisles, and they have the camera flashing on somebody dancing in the aisles and stuff. And then there's a dance off at the game. You know, what does that have to do with baseball?
I go
and
for
somebody cheers, and you go, oh, what just happened? What was that play?
Yeah. Yeah.
I go for the food.
Oh, yeah. They have awesome food.
The food, the fellowship.
The beer.
No, I'm not really a beer drinker, but.
Yeah. But they don't really have beer at the stadium anyway. It's, you know, it's like watered something.
Water with bubbles?
Water with bubbles, yeah. Mm.
Water with bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So this next one. Oh, I almost skipped over this one. Okay, so the Hunger Games, the Mockingjay Part 1 final trailer released ahead of film in November the 22nd in theater premiere, Hunger Games.
Now, I find that interesting because I like the Hunger Games.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, so it's interesting but not relevant to our business, but it is interesting for anyone who's into action movies.
Right, and it's good to wind down and go to a movie every now and then, if that's your thing.
Yep, yep.
And it's my thing.
All right, so this one is interesting, but then it's not. So, Amelia Earhart, a piece of aluminum found in some city in Japan in 1991 could be a piece of aviator's plane, researchers say.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
So they find a piece of aluminum and say, hey, you know, this could be a piece of the plane. Okay, well, how do we know for sure? Can you test it? Can you do something to find? So now we still don't know.
Right.
They just wanted to get you all excited. That's all.
I was all excited to find out what happened to Amelia Earhart.
Right.
They don't know.
It's like all those documentaries, you know, where they have the UFOs or Bigfoot or whatever, and they say, you know, there were sightings, there was a noise. Did you hear that? They turn off all the lights and they put on the black light and say, did you feel something? Did you see something? Turn the light on. Let's just turn the light on.
No, it's those other documentaries that they go through for a whole hour and a half. Yeah. They lead you to believe that they have a definite conclusion that, you know, Atlantis was here or was not here or whatever.
Yeah.
And, well, was here. And then you get to the end and they leave it open because they basically don't know. But they do a whole show around the fact that they don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Just recently I watched a show about the underground city that's under the Denver International Airport.
Really?
Yeah, because there's doors that they won't let people go into. So there's an underground city there. And a lady went there, the reporter went there and stuff, and she could get into some of the areas that nobody had been into, but then the other areas, they said, no, that's restricted because that's a private area for a private company that runs the baggage system and everything. So then she said, I think there's something to that. There's a little spooky stuff going on. Anyway, you're listening to Bible and Business Radio Show. We're going to get serious after the break, and we're going to be talking about how to help you in your business. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hey, welcome back to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, and you would not believe how many home-based business owners are in the NFL. So we have tools, tips, and strategies to help you with that. In fact, you can go over to our asanetwork.biz, and when you go over there, just reach out to one of our live coaches. They can help you and get you on track because we have webinars we do. We have tools and techniques and strategies, some of them free, that you can start to use right away to help you stay out of the NFL. The first one that we utilize is called the 21-Day Challenge. Now, the 21-Day Challenge is a very simple tool that has been very effective with people that we turn them on to. And it's nothing really complicated. All it is for 21 days, we want you to focus on your business. We want you to have one personal goal. That could be to walk around the block. It could be to eat better. It could be to exercise or what have you. And then two business goals. Now, the business goals need to be focused on action. Can't be stacking product in the corner. It's got to be something that's going to get your product or service in front of people.
Not organizing my desk?
No, you cannot organize
it. I have to sharpen my pencils.
No. No. Mm-hmm. You can do that on your own time. During the 21-day challenge, we want you to focus.
But I got to make a list of people that I need to contact so I can just work through it.
Make that list as you go.
I need the pencils to make that list.
Okay, well, do that during the late, wee hours of the morning. Do the pencil sharpening after it's prime time to contact people.
Okay, so I need to do activities like call. How many people am I going to call per day with regard to my business,
correct,
trying to get appointments,
correct,
that type of thing. How many networking events that I may go to, how many cards I'm going to get. Mm-hmm. I'm going to establish relationships with those people. So I'm going to call them, mm-hmm, see if I can set up an appointment or send them out a little card, says it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
Those type of relationship type of building.
Yes.
Okay.
Do that consistently for 21 days and you'll be amazed at the difference it's going to have in your business. And you also need to reach out to your support team every day as well to report how you're doing with that. And that's key.
Right.
That's key. So once you start to do that, there's a whole new level of connection that starts to happen and they start to get excited about what you're doing as well. So,
So having
one of the other things too is once you get through the 21 days and you've done it, then you take something from that 21 days and you roll it into your daily routine so that you continue to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm on a 90-day challenge and I have just as of yesterday completed my second 21-day challenge.
Congratulations.
So I have two 21-day challenges underneath my belt, and I'm going to be starting my next one here this next coming Monday. So I'm going to start that up for another 21 days to complete my 90-day challenge of doing three 21-day challenges in a 90-day period.
Yeah, you want to get a jump start on your business or move it, significantly forward. That's the way to do it. Do three of them back to back.
Yeah, back to back. Just with a little break in between, just so you can get it, you catch your breath, and then start right back up again.
So tell us, mm-hmm, what are you doing for your 21-day challenge?
My next one or the one I just completed?
What was the one you just completed? And then tell us, what are you going to do for your new one?
Okay. For the one I just completed, my goal was to reach out to 20 people every day and just introduce them to myself and get connected with them.
Okay.
And then from that, I started to engage some of them in conversation. But because we were just starting up the radio show, I wasn't really intentionally trying to get in too many conversations because there's just too much going on all at the same time.
Okay.
However, now on my next 21-day challenge, my goal is to literally talk to as many people as possible. I know that sounds kind of vague, but I want to get into a meaningful conversation with as many people as possible every day. Sometimes that could be 5 people. Sometimes it could be as much as 10 people. So I don't have a set number because it depends on the conversation. If it's a great conversation, I might only have one, but it's going to be an awesome conversation to where. But if I'm contacting people on Facebook, I may get into 5 or 10 conversations each and every day. But my goal is to have several meaningful conversations every day with a new person.
Very good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Okay. So what we want to do now is talk about the top 10 time management tips. And these are from Gary Patton. And Gary Patton was a guest of ours a few shows ago. And he left these tips with us, so we're kind of going through them. And they're really great tips, and I want to finish out this list. Maybe we may not be able to get to all of them, but they're really great. So first, the next one is break down your goals into manageable pieces.
That is huge.
That is huge.
I think when we have these big, lofty goals, we can get discouraged because we don't know how to get there.
Right.
But what we need to do is like driving. If you have a destination of where you're going to, you don't just jump there. If you have a halt, that might work. Yeah. But if you're just, you know, you got to just make little turns at a time. So when we break our goals down into bite-sized pieces, then it doesn't feel so daunting, and we can actually work through it to get where we want to go.
Yeah.
It helps to not set yourself up for disappointment.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, but Gary said...
Because we got enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And what Gary said he does is he only has about three goals or three things on his to-do list at any given time. And then what happens is as soon as he gets that one done, then he puts another one on the list. So he has a larger list of many things, but he only puts three in his his vision or in visual range. Mm-hmm. And then he you know, focuses on those three.
Okay.
And it keeps adding more to that. He said it helps him focus on the most important things that need to get done for that day.
Yeah, because when you have 20 and you're trying to get 20 things done in one day.
You got a list of 20.
Yeah, that's just.
Yeah.
Because then life happens in the middle of it.
Yeah, because I'll have my list. I might have 10 or 15 things on the list. So now I got to go down through the list and try to find those three. That I can get done. Okay, no, can't. Oh, okay, I can do that. And he just has them all right up top, the three that he needs to get done like right now. And then he'll go down. Once he takes care of one of those, he'll put another one on the list.
That's pretty good.
Right. And I think once we do that too, we release God's, anointing to get it accomplished. Because when we take on too much, that frustrates us, and that builds up this atmosphere where we can't hear God if you tried to get through to us.
Right.
You know, but when we have it manageable, then he just starts giving things to us to get them done.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, then we flow with him so much, easier.
Yeah, yeah.
And it helps to work better with personalities for those who are like purple personalities. Mm-hmm. It gives them a sense of accomplishment because they got to check things off their list.
I love checking stuff off my list.
I know you do. And then for those of us who may be green, yellow, or orange, because there's only three things on the list, it protects us from feeling so overwhelmed and pressured.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point. The next one is eliminate time wasters.
No Facebook.
Well, what would they be? How did you figure it out?
Oh, no, she did.
No Facebook, no LinkedIn, no Pinterest.
That's no life.
Yeah, well, you just need to schedule it. It's like, okay, I'm going to go on Facebook because I need to do something. Like, I need to post something business related, or I need to check if anyone has responded to my messages.
But that cat,
and you give
that
yourself,
cat video was you, off.
No.
The cat video.
He was so cute.
No.
And it was scaring the dog. You didn't see that.
You give yourself like 15 minutes. You go to Facebook for a specific purpose, intentional. I'm going to post something concerning my business. I'm going to check to see who has responded to one of my PM messages, and I'm going to respond back. But don't go looking at people's pictures and reading everybody's posts and liking everybody's posts.
Did you see that dog that was talking?
No.
That was off the chain.
No. Those are time wasters, because before you know it, an hour and a half has gone by, and all you've done was Facebook.
How about the cat that was skateboarding? Did you see that?
That is not interesting, nor is it relevant to your business.
All right. So then we have control your environment. Oh, wait a minute. I skipped one. Create good habits.
Well, that's where your 21-day challenge would come in to help you to create good habits.
Absolutely. Okay, and then we could go to time management tools. I don't know why you put that on time management list, the time management tools.
What would the tools be?
Oh, like maybe CRMs and...
Oh, yes. That would be
like
good.
That.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Your calendar, you know, where you put down what
your
you're
Outlook.
Doing and all that stuff, you know, whether it's Outlook or whether it's a
Google
or something. Calendar.
Okay. And then control your environment.
Get rid of your children.
You mean as opposed to let your environment control you?
Right. Be that thermostat in your environment. Control it. Make sure if you're in a toxic environment, just, you don't have to be rude about it. Just say, I got to go.
Right.
Just kind of excuse yourself and get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Be very mindful of the people you hang around and how long you hang around them.
Right.
It doesn't mean, you know, I used to always think that that meant that I'm not able to be with my family anymore because they're toxic. No, it just means that, you know, you don't have to not see them and not talk to them. Just don't spend every waking moment with them.
Right.
That's all you have to do. Right?
Yeah, that's huge, because otherwise you stay there in an environment that is uncomfortable. And it's good for people that you're, like when I worked, you know, went out to work, I would, you know, just let people know, you know, this conversation is shifting, and we either need to get it shifted back or I gotta go.
Right.
And they learned who I was and what I was about.
Right.
And I maintained that respect with them. And so the relationships just grew, but they knew who to come to when they had trouble.
See?
Because they knew I wasn't going to stay around and gossip with them. It ain't happening.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I used to, when I had a job one time, there was a lot of stuff going on at the office. People were getting, people were having affairs and just, you know, people were getting into fights and management and stuff.
Mini soap operas.
Yeah. Right. It was like a mini soap opera. And then I'm trying to find out what's going on. And people say, you didn't know so-and-so? No, man, I'm busy. I got stuff to do. I didn't know what was going on, you know? So, yeah, so I was definitely controlling my environment even back then. So you're listening to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. If you are listening, we want you to go over to asanetwork.biz and register for free, and you can get a free copy of the Golden Business Solution. You're going to get the ebook version of it, but it's the full version of the book, the Golden Business Solution. A lot of the tips and the strategies we're talking about today and have been talking about on the show are in the book. So we want to get you a free copy of it. You can reach out to any of our life coaches over there to help you with that. And you can also go to our Facebook page and do a love tap. And that means tell a positive story. We want you to tell a customer service story or maybe someone in your life that's showing you some love. And then once you do that, we're going to share your business information on the radio to get some free advertisement. So again, Christ the King World Radio, ctkradio.org is a nonprofit organization. We want you to support and sponsor the show, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye for now.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.